Sam.
This is crazy, baby, in the spaghetti bowl. Yeah, DOD skins. DOD skins. Got nothing left to lose.
DOD. DOD. Is it not rocking? Okay.
Oh, cool.
God, no good radio station is good without a bottle. You have anything to say?
Go for it, man.
No.
I got it. I'm responsible.
Anything?
Hi, this is Deadline Interviewing.
Deadline Interviewing.
MUC is so great.
Deadline Interviewing WMUC.
Hello, my name is Brennan Kitty. I'm the topic.
Say something. MUC sucked. That was MUC. That was Guy. Do you want to say something?
No.
That was Ted Falcone. What was that? Say that again.
What kind of music do you play?
Homo
rock.
Modern jazz.
What song are you most famous for?
Hear the Cry. No Revolution.
No rules, let's go.
No rules, let's go. Leonard Skinhead.
Get out.
Leonard Skinhead.
Get out of the spaghetti, okay?
What do you think about skinheads?
I used to be one. I used to be one, but I let my hair grow back.
You've heard of flipper boot, a flipper chain?
Yeah. You've heard of a
listen,
the flipper chain.
What do you think about flipper?
I don't know. They're like
that's a flipper boot hitting the chain at him.
Who let him go? Flipper's better than you.
Flipper's better than us.
Let's slash our wrists, man. Let's go. Oh, man.
Punk rock sound. Sorry.
take it away. This is John Falls and
Ava.
Let's go. DOD.
That was
Simon Eating. Guy Picciotto.
Okay, come on, serious interview. What's up?
Serious interview.
What is
DOD? I got some DOD.
What's the best band in DC?
DOD! DOD! DOD!
Deadline!
Wait, this is for real. Okay, now what do you think are like the socio-political statements being made by this punk rock movement?
No, there's a certain ambivalence about your music.
It's like, why do you want to sit around and do drugs?
Deadline, give him a second. Baby,
what are you trying to, associate with yourself with your hair? What political statement is it?
Hair means sexuality, so I shave my head.
Is it like a rebellious form of intercourse?
Hey, John!
MUC comes to my
house!
My MUC comes to my house!
Spike the spaghetti!
Uh-oh, she's back! Run!
Look, man, the mic's not on. It's gone, man. Well, since the mic's gone, I'll take a tape recorder.
He doesn't think. He just goes with what he feels.
She's not smiling anymore.
She doesn't like this.
She's gonna hit you. Everyone
forgets you understand.
Not really.
We disown any part of enjoying this or wanting to do it.
It's the funnest part. The funnest part is watching Bruce fall apart. Almost every day he gets a new injury. That's kind of fun to watch.
Throwing a 3-year-old temper tantrum. Shut up.
Got hit in the eye the other night by Will.
Caught a 101 fever outside of New Orleans for 3 days. That was fun.
It's been to 3 hospitals in the world.
Yo, when we get back to when we get back home, we're gonna get him Blue Cross.
Get him life insurance and cash in.
Blue Cross and Red Cross and Green Cross and every kind of medical insurance we can get on the guy. And then we're gonna kill him and collect on it.
We're gonna break up.
Shouldn't be hard.
We'll just take him out on another tour.
Another tour.
Finish him off.
So your son's, what do you, shall I be offering? Changing the word with spreading the publicity, and so you're getting a.
Oh really?
Getting the kind of crap. I mean, that you're getting. You were talking about.
A bunch of gnarly little fucking rad skankers with shaved heads, and I hate them all.
But they love you. That's the point.
They don't love us. They don't know what. They don't know if they love us. They don't know what they want out of fucking life. They're all fucking.
They want Bruce's body.
No, they don't.
Why don't they know what they want out of life?
Because they're still teenagers, and when I was a teenager, I didn't know what I wanted out of life, and I still don't. So it's obvious nobody knows what the hell they want out of life.
Right.
Yeah.
So why do you criticize them?
Because there's got to be something. I mean, you know, why bother asking us questions and asking us our opinions if we're not going to criticize something?
Yeah. Come on, answer that, huh?
Are you on a fucking interview? We're here for an interview. We're doing an interview.
Is this going to be transcribed on paper?
No, it's
going to
be
like
this.
You're kidding.
What do you want us to do?
The best use of 10 watts of power anywhere.
Right. Oh, good. At least they won't hear it for more than 2 blocks.
Actually, don't you want us to transcribe in Northwest DC?
Sure. Send us a copy?
Sure. They've got a lot of press. Steve,
you need an address?
Tracker address.
Yeah, Subterranean Records, yeah. It'll take about 6 months to make it to us through them, but.
When's your album coming out?
April Fool's Day.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's supposed to come out last September.
It's supposed to come out about 8 months ago. We're all so keen that it took us 8 months to come up with this DC album.
That
way with
your DC fans, things are there anything you guys see what's going on out in San Francisco?
From DC?
Yeah, I mean,
you're
California,
you're fancy. I don't keep up with fancies anymore. I don't know what fashion is anymore. I don't know who's the raddest band.
So, when they said New York Rock, that you listen to a lot of rap, you said,
yeah.
The wrong speed.
Sometimes when I get bored of it, the right speed.
Makes me happy.
It was a ghost.
Do you know what? I was going to record release the name of the movie.
Yeah.
You get any match in there?
Not yet. I haven't seen anything.
She did.
Well, you guys had to do it in Boston. That's what they told us.
It was supposed to, but it never came together.
Well, this is another one that
right. came together. Well, this is one.
She said, well, see, they want to talk to as many people as possible.
She lies.
She must not like us.
Actually, she said, sometimes we're like talking to them, you know. It's like, you know,
we've done three shows in a row and traveling.
We've got another like three to go tonight.
Yeah,
it's very tiring.
Playing the mud ride.
You should know, Ian. You're the one who's always bitching about having to drive us everywhere.
We're tired. We work too hard.
Anyway, we're usually in San Francisco when we play.
Shot of Wexler to get your face.
Jack shit all nothing.
If we paid her, maybe I'd have gotten the story right. But it was for free, so she didn't let that go wrong.
It's a good friend.
Yeah, but a lot of her facts are kind of twisted.
Yeah, they kicked the bucket a while ago.
No, they still say they're coming out with the magazine.
Of course they do. There's a lot of people that'll give them $75 for a quarter page.
Yeah.
That's not like here. A lot of people have subscriptions for it. It sounds like decent.
Also, they've got about 5 years worth of material collected. So they could put out
just put out all kinds of stuff about the past.
Last year's news will be out next month.
The last issue that came out with it was all like 6 months old.
So yeah.
More than that. It was like almost a year.
Yeah, most of the ads he has are like for venues that, you know,
that don't exist.
The copy's been sent in for shows that are over a year old.
Really? PIL.
Next week, the Sex Pistols.
What about Creep? Are they still putting that stuff regularly?
No, they
never have.
They evolutionary way.
I don't know about Perv.
I think the last issue of Creep I had an article, and it had some of your graphics.
Yeah.
After that issue, Time magazine bought them out.
Yeah.
Mickey's got a syndicated call for him.
How is that just record review were allowed? Ostentatious? I thought that guy was pretty good.
Austin, Texas.
Austin. I don't know who it was really. I just called himself Ostentatious. And the Shredder, they had another guy called the Shredder. Just terrible. It was a flip song.
I think it was old Stannis. Yeah.
I
the different names.
I worked with him once with the name Stannis.
We're being extremely nice. This is like,
we're so polite right now. So
well, then be
mean.
I mean, what is this? What?
Too tired to be mean.
See you in 20 seconds. Get back. Shit, it's just 10.
Ha ha ha. Give us my brain here.
Ted looks like he could be mean. Ask him some questions.
I got some medicine.
You guys have a long ride after tonight, which after you have about 8
Midwest. Let's go to Ann Arbor, Michigan, play tomorrow night. We're crawl on stage in Ann Arbor and go.
You didn't have any word helping plans to work just the way finance was happening.
We got fooled into like going.
Booking agents will book you every night of the year because they get 15%.
And they will book you like, they will like start you off here, run you like through 3 towns, and you think everything is cool. And then they will book you way up here, and then down here, and then over here, and then down here, then over there, then back here, then way over here, and then over here, and down here. And you look at the rider and it says, oh yeah, it looks really easy. And then you get out on the road and it's like, it's a million. The whole day and the whole night. But we're already used to that because we spent
from getting from California to Austin, we spent 3 days straight in the van, driving like 24 hours a day. Well, because that's, you know, it's just... We're finding out this time around, like, you know...
Stars?
Please. Next time around, we're going to have a lot more to do with booking the tour.
All right.
If we tour.
Where is my next time?
I said if we tour. What?
We're gonna organize charter buses to like come out to different cities and pick up 400 or 500 people and take them to San Francisco. Let them come visit us.
We're stars. We don't have day jobs.
Yeah. We're not stars.
He said we were.
I was being real sarcastic.
Well, there you were. We're stars.
Me too, I want one too, me too, I want one.
Guinness.
There's a can opener right here.
Oh, it's so far away.
See how we fucking got all excited for that?
Correct. Unfair.
Is there an opener there? Yes. Alright.
Yeah, we still did.
Okay, now we'll talk to you.
Guinness.
Oh boy, that's good.
Seriously, come on now. Where does your attitude come from? I mean, hasn't anyone told you that they should be nice to everybody?
Our attitude comes from like being. Oh no!
They told me nice to people too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. That really pisses us off.
Yeah. We get mad.
Do people really stay happy to stay out there in California?
All the time.
Yeah, it's
disgusting. I always go, yeah, you too.
The worst place in
have
America.
Have a nice day.
The worst is in Texas, man. People are so nice.
In Texas, they are like, so fucking polite. It's disgusting. Everywhere we went, it was like, what can we get you? What do you need? What do you want? Send you out for like $100 steak dinners and shit. It's terrible. It's just fucking awful. I hate it.
Someone give us attitude.
Never go to Texas again, man. You just...
We got attitude in New York.
They gave us too much money. They fed us great food. You know, it's awful.
Somebody ripped off our spare tire in New York. That was about the most attitude.
That was like...
Tried to give it away, no one
takes. Yeah, we stood there like, on 3rd Avenue and like 57th, and we went like, free equipment.
It's all cracked up pieces. I still got it. It's gonna be in our, we're gonna open up the Flipper Museum.
We get something about the size of that phone booth and hang up every button and every little stupid t-shirt. All the broken guitars, and we'll open up a Flipper Museum. People can just stand there and go.
What about your fan club?
Fan club would be nice, because then we could write nasty letters back if we wanted to, but we probably wouldn't.
People send us $30 and send them a button.
Yeah, that sounds good.
3x3 and photograph
the band. No, just a button for $30. Yeah. A little certificate says you've been duped.
You've been duped,
sucker. official Flipper flop.
What are the Flipper rules?
Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
Tell them what they want to hear.
The other guy's
the dipshit. People keep reminding them.